Are you tired of going through life just surviving? Along my journey in life, I too have felt this way and stumbled on some universal keys that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into the secrets that have helped myself and other successful individuals stop surviving and begin thriving in this life and helping them unleash the legend that is within. This is the Legend of You podcast, and this is your host, Mr. Tenacity. This is your host, Mr. Tenacity, and today I want to talk to you guys about something that's so near and dear to my heart, fear. So many people have been stopped by just a fear of moving forward for whatever the reason, whether it's because people in their lives have created this sense of fear, whether it's, you know, past failures that we've had that, you know, is causing some level of fear to move forward, whatever it is. And, you know, no matter how much we accomplish, no matter what we do in our lives, no matter how much money you make, fear finds a way to show up. It finds a way to get into your world and pop its ugly head up and try to stop you. And so the goal of this podcast today is for you not just to face your fear, but to slay your fear, to own it, to learn how to overcome it. Because look, ultra successful people, they feel fear. Like I just said, no matter how much you've accomplished, what you've done in your life, it shows up. You know, you can look at some of the most decorated war heroes. They all felt fear. I am an Army sniper. I've trained the FBI, U.S. Marshals, SWAT teams, you name it. And I can promise you, I constantly face fear. Every mission, sometimes even, you know, objectives in training, they were scary, right? And it's not that you don't feel it. It's just how you process it, how you negotiate that fear. And so today I want to give you 6 power moves that I personally use to not just face my fear, but slay my fear. So the first thing is what I've already touched on, and that's accept it. Fear will always exist. No matter your positioning throughout life, fear will creep in your world throughout different avenues along the journey. Accept it. Secondly, we have to isolate the fear. Much like an island is alone and separated from the main body of land, fear must be separated from the main parts of our lives in order for us to view it objectively, allowing us to dissect the fear and better understand how it ticks. Third, discover the why. Now it has been isolated, right? It is time to discover why it scares us and begin to offset the fear with understanding. It's crazy how powerful understanding that thing that is scaring you is. It truly takes the sting off of it. Fourth, envision yourself slaying the objective. A Green Beret told me one day that the key to accomplishing hard things was seeing ourselves at the end state, winning, meeting the objective, and feeling the joy of accomplishing the task in front of us. See it in your mind's eye, hold it there, and every time the journey seems too hard to stop, and I want you to place that vision in the forefront of your mind. Success will follow if you envision yourself winning and hold it in the forefront of your minds. I can tell you personally that I envision myself winning every single day. It doesn't matter how small the thing is that I'm trying to win at or how large it is. I place it in my mind's eye. I keep it there and I focus on that win. I see myself almost to where I can taste the win. Okay, I can, let's say it's graduating college. I want you to know what it feels like in your mind's eye to be on that stage wearing the gown, taking the cap off, standing with your peers, feeling that excitement, attach emotion to that vision. Next, remedy the fear with action. Listen, the truth is fear only lasts for a second. It is the anxiety that lasts longer. This is why we have done the previous work. Understanding cures anxiety, which allows us to take steps forward. The action cures fear. I promise you, it's the anxiety we have to deal with. Not necessarily that 1 second of fear, because once you do it, once you step over the edge of that, whatever that thing is that's scaring you, it's gone. Now you're in the moment. You're living in that thing and you're enjoying and experiencing it firsthand. And fear is really kind of the last thing that you're thinking about once you cross over. Okay, so when we understand something, David Goggins, we got to sit in a private meeting with David Goggins, and it was amazing. And he talked about him being so frightened to do air jumps, right? To airborne jumps. And he said what he did to cure the fear, or the anxiety really, was he studied the parachute. He took it apart, learned how to re-put it back into the chute and do all of the steps. So he understood every aspect and took control back, took power back, right? So that way we lessen that anxiety and we're able to step into the moment as prepared as possible. So the last thing is, I need you to understand, doing nothing lasts forever. If you decide to allow fear to halt you in your tracks, the damage of not moving forward will be more detrimental than imperfect action. In the Army, we had a saying, move or die. Inaction places you directly in death's grasp. Listen, I need you to understand, imperfect action beats no action every single day of the week, every minute of the day. And I promise you, if you're moving forward, you're going to figure it out. So what if you mess up a little bit? So what if you make some mistakes? That's a part of it. That's how you learn. That's how you grow. And the next time you go at it, you're not going at it fresh. You're going at it with some experience. Okay? This is so vital to your success and you stacking these things on top. It's almost like the compound effect. As we stack these little things, these little wins on top of each other, understanding and beginning to cure the anxiety of whatever is scaring us, we are actually allowing us to cross through that fear. And I promise you, greatness is on the other side of that fear, right? Success, money, your relationships, whatever it is that you're after, it's on the other side of that scary thing. Make the decision. At the end of the day, this boils down to a decision. We either decide to slay the fear that is in front of us, or choose to be the person who points the finger and states how they could have done it better. Do you want to be a could have kind of person? Or a I am, I did kind of person? The choice is yours, my friend. You get to choose what kind of person you're going to be. And you get to choose right now as you're listening to this. I need you to get into a mirror as soon as you can and look at yourself straight in the eyes and tell yourself that you are a fear slayer, that everything that you could ever need is already on the inside of you. I hope that this message helps somebody. I hope that you can apply these things in your own life and begin to slay the fear that's in front of you. Because I promise you, you're built for whatever's in front of you. You guys have a great night. And until next time, I'll see you later.